Many of the largest auto insurance companies doing business in Massachusetts have raised rates in each of the last 2 years. The insurers are faced with rising costs for claims from car crashes, thefts, and injuries. The rate increases in Massachusetts mirror what's happening in the rest of the country, according to James Harrington of the Massachusetts Insurance Federation.
It's very comparable. I think it's a function of, obviously, loss concerns. And in addition, you know, with, you know, limitations on how insurers can invest, investment income is not perhaps what it once was because of all the activity associated with the concerns, financial concerns in this economy.
Major insurance companies in Massachusetts have raised rates by a median of 4.3% so far this year, after a median increase of 4.5% last year, according to an analysis of industry data by the Boston Globe. The auto insurance rate hikes in Massachusetts are not excessive, in the opinion of Barbara Anthony, who heads the state's Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation.
So we have a law that we have to follow. The law says you can deny a rate increase if it's unreasonable or excessive. As someone who's been in this business for a long time and as a lawyer, I can tell you that it would be very difficult to win a case if you're disapproving a rate increase of 4%.
Auto insurance rates used to be set by state regulators. That allowed for little price variation from company to company. But 4 years ago, the Patrick administration ushered in what it called managed competition. A dozen additional companies started selling auto insurance in the state, and prices varied.
Managed competition has been a total and complete success. This is what the entire country does. No state establishes automobile insurance rates. What we've done here is that we've got a thriving, robust market of 33 companies competing for the business of consumers.
Anthony, the state's top consumer official, urges people to shop for the best deal they can find on car insurance.
People are not complaining. If their rates are going up, they're obviously switching companies. There was a company whose rates have been going up faster than other companies in the past 4 years. That company's lost one-third of its market share. People are leaving it and going to competitors. That's the way the system works.
Deirdre Cummings, the legislative director for the consumer organization MassPerc, contends managed competition has mostly benefited the insurance companies and well-to-do drivers who can combine insurance policies on their homes and vehicles to qualify for deep discounts.
The people paying for those breaks are the people on the other end of the spectrum, maybe those who rent a home instead of own a home, who have one car and not two cars, who have a blue-collar job instead of a white-collar job. That's how the insurance companies are paying for those good deals for some drivers.
Cummings doubts there will be any attempt to re-regulate auto insurance rates.
Well, in some ways, the genie is out of the bottle. You may see changes along the way that will get to a fairer system.
Over insurance industry objections, the state legislature kept an independent board in place to hear driver appeals of who was at fault in crashes, and it banned the use of credit scores to set insurance rates. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.